Welcome back to another edition of This Week in College Football, presented to you by CFB Talk Daily. Today is Wednesday, July 31st. Today we're going to finish up the ACC. We're going to introduce a new segment, which is Hot in the Trails, John's specialty, and we're going to do a little top five for you guys.
This week's episode is also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is a better, more transparent experience while purchasing tickets to your favorite team's sporting events. SeatGeek also has a price match guarantee, and the only thing it can't guarantee is your favorite team winning, especially if it's our case scenario because we're Rutgers fans, and that doesn't really happen often. So go over to SeatGeek, use code CFBTD at checkout for $20 off your first purchase. Again, that's CFBTD at checkout for $20 off your first purchase.
So let's just start it. Let's just jump right into the ACC. Last week we did the one with Clemson in it. We'll just call it that one because I don't know the name of them.
Clemson, because they run that division. Yeah, anyway.
The whole thing should be the one with Clemson. But, all right, so I'll start it off just so we know which way we're going to go down. So I'm going to start with Duke. Definitely a basketball school. This year I think they will go 3-9 with wins against North Carolina A&T, Middle Tennessee State, and a struggling Georgia Tech.
Lynn, you can go next.
All right, I'll jump on the train. No more number 6 overall pick, Daniel Jones, by the good old New York Giants.
Emphasizing every word.
Yeah, because I... New York football Giants. They're going to win 2 games. They're going to go 2-10. North Carolina A&T and Middle Tennessee. That is all.
For Duke 2019, no more Zion Williamson. No Elon on the schedule either, but I think they're going to win 2 games, North Carolina A&T, and Middle Tennessee's a toss-up. I'm not even sure if they win that game. So, one or two Raiders. Wins. So, yeah, I have them at 2-10, yeah.
10. There you go.
We can
do math.
Yeah, all right, 2-10.
All right, so let's jump down to Georgia Tech. Mike, why don't you start us off? Because I'm kind of interested in what you're going to say for this one.
I mean, we've all covered Georgia Tech a little bit earlier. They're tough because they're going to run a new offense. They're not going to do the triple option. I'm not sure what they're going to like do because their entire recruiting class were all gung ho. Let's run the football. Let's run hard. And now they want to do more passing, keeping up with current. College football. So, I mean, I'm going to give them 4 wins. They're going to beat the Citadel, North Carolina, Duke, and then they'll beat NC State at the end of the season when they start to figure some stuff out.
John, you can go next because I think you're probably going to the same thing I have to say.
1-11.
And we're about the same.
Transitioning from the triple option is the biggest possible scheme change you could make because mm-hmm. it's so extreme to one side. Like, You need a quarterback who can't throw the ball, basically. Which, fun fact, I just want to go off on a tidbit here. If you guys didn't watch Last Chance U, the quarterback there said he originally went to Georgia Tech, and he transferred because he didn't throw the ball enough. Didn't know I'd be running so much. Did you not understand what you were getting into in the first place?
Yeah, Georgia Tech, I said, like, I'm 2-10. The scheme change is way too big. It's not like you're just going from, like, one offense to another. You're really completely changing the culture of your offense. You're going to have parts of your offense is going to have to figure out how to play a completely different style of football. Like, those linemen have never had to, like, pass block. They've only run blocked. Your running backs never really had to pass block and sit back in the gun, but now they're going to have to do that. Your quarterbacks, normally when they would throw the ball, it'd be 2 steps go on short routes, and now, probably have to hold the ball for a little bit in the pocket. So I think they're going to really struggle. I don't think they're going to be a pretty game to watch. So 2-10, Temple and the Citadel, that's my two wins for them.
I have them losing to Temple.
Yeah, I tossed that one up. I just think that like they'll just squeak that one out somehow.
I don't think they will.
All right, so we're going to go down to the U. Let's hit about Miami. Mike, the sports pope, hit us up, bud. What do you got?
So Miami hit it big with the transfer portal. They found the quarterback. Or did they? Well, as of now, I believe they still found the quarterback in Tate Martell. And they also brought over some good linebackers and bolstered their defense a little bit. I think they're going to have a good year under Manny Diaz. So, overall,
ex-Temple head coach.
Ex-Temple head coach for 10 minutes.
Basically.
So, I'm going to have them at 9-3. Their losses will come week one to Florida. Then they'll lose to Virginia Tech. And at the end of the season, they're going to drop one against FIU.
All right, John, what you got, bud?
All right, so I also have 9-3. No FIU loss, though. Have them losing to Florida and North Carolina and Virginia, not Virginia Tech. I think Virginia is a better team than Virginia Tech, so I think they lose that game. I do think Florida versus Miami week zero is a toss-up, though. I wasn't too sure. Although, you guys have to start referring to Tate as his real name, and it is Tathan Martell.
Tathan.
Yeah, so...
Sir Tathan.
Yeah, he deserves
the respect.
All the great quarterbacks have a name like Tathan, Nathan Peterman, like the Ethan really gets it.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you think, Matt?
I looked at their schedule and I really don't see any, like, outside of two games, which I have them at two losses. I think they're 10-2 losses to Florida and Virginia, which when we get later down the road, you'll see why that Virginia loss is going to come back and haunt them.
They have a pretty simple schedule.
They don't play a tough schedule.
They don't play nobody, Paul.
They don't play nobody, Paul. It's SEC football, baby. And it's not SEC football, but you know what? I'm just going to... All right, so let's bump our way north into North Carolina. Talk about the Tar Heels. John, what you got for the boys?
All right, so North Carolina. I'm actually wearing a North Carolina shirt right now. More to work.
Great radio right there.
I'm just saying, she wore the shirt to work. Well, I have them winning, I think, 8 games and losing 4. So that would be, you're right. I think they lose to Clemson, VA Tech, Virginia, and Pitt. Although I thought about them losing the NC State game because that's at NC State. I feel like NC State's an underrated place to play.
So wait, what were your? Oh, those are your losses. You just said. Never mind.
Yeah, those are the losses.
Mike, what you got, Bucko?
Actually, let you look. I want to hear what you go first.
All right. Actually, I'm on like kind of almost the complete polar opposite of you, John. I have them at 5-7. I have them beating Wake Forest, Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, the Battle of Tobacco Road against Duke and Mercer. I just think they were putrid last year, and even though Larry Fedora is sayonara, I think it's going to take Mac 2 years to really turn around, even though he did have a decent class coming in. I just think 5-7 is probably more accurate for them, even though the ACC is like might as well be playing in the high school conference outside of Clemson. Somebody just wanted to hear me. What do you got, bud?
So I actually had some tough time with UNC. Because they are a train wreck sometimes, and sometimes they do compete. But so overall, I actually only have them winning 2 games. Week one they'll beat South Carolina, and then they won't win until senior day when they play Mercer. I just don't see anything happening.
So don't
think so.
Carolina, but they'll lose to Georgia Tech, who has never ran the offense they're running.
Yeah, Georgia Tech's got to win 1 right there.
Yeah. My face is covered.
Did you just give them a pity win? Like you're like, yeah.
They deserve it. They got a participation win.
Exactly, dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I just got off the phone with Chief. So that's not it.
That's like.
Well, originally I had them at 1-11.
Oh.
I changed it to 2-10.
Oh wow, big change.
Feel generous. I did feel generous. I gave him another win.
Let's just stop talking about UNC altogether.
We're just all over the place. John isn't winning 8 games.
Yeah, well, me and John are too far off.
Well, I'm thinking Mac Brown. Like, I think a lot of times in the first year when a head coach gets fired, teams ride, like, a motivational high from that. And, like, Mac Brown's, like, an all-time great coach. So, like, I think the team's going to rally around him, and they're going to win games they necessarily shouldn't off their talent.
Not according to Mike.
Oh, nope. Apparently not, yeah. He thinks Mac Brown's going to, like, drop on the field for game one and, like...
You under Mac Brown watch? Nah, he's young compared to...
Do you remember we had Bill Schneider watch?
Bill Schneider watch every week. All right, let's talk about them Panthers. Pitt. John, what you got? I'll start with you.
Pass. No, I'm kidding. All right, so Pitt. First of all, I want to say I'm a big fan of Pitt's uniforms. A lot of their guys follow us on Twitter, too, if you didn't know. This is extremely biased. I have them going undefeated. No, just kidding.
Oh, my God, dude.
I have them at 6-6, actually. I have them losing. I guess I can name losses or wins at this point, like, because it's just even. But Penn State, UCF, Syracuse, Miami, Virginia Tech, and Boston College are their losses.
Okay. Not bad.
I wasn't necessarily done, but okay.
You can finish, Sean. What do you got left?
I just wanted to say, you guys know their one receiver? I don't know why I thought about that, but he spells his name F-F-R-E-N-C-H. Really grinds my gears sometimes. Cause it's just an extra F for no reason. Like,
what is it again?
Maurice French, and it's spelled F-F-R-E-N-C-H with two Fs.
Tough.
That'd be like you spelling your name Mike, M-M-I-K-E.
That's goat stuff right there.
Yeah,
but all right.
He's from New Jersey, though. I just wanted to point it out that, like, that happened.
That's a Jersey stuff right there. That's Jersey. So I'll move on with Pitt.
It's actually French.
All right, dude, whatever. So his name
is Maurice French.
Yes, I understand. All right, so Pitt. P-I-T-T, okay? They're going to go 7-5. They're going to lose to Virginia, Penn State, UCF, Syracuse, Miami, and Boston College. Actually, so that's 6-6, actually. That's my fault. I counted wrong.
Yeah, you can't count. 6-6. So, did you mean Pitt, P-P-I-T-T?
No, just two T's.
All right, I'm making sure.
Y'all are hurting my noggin. I have Pitt 5-7 with wins against Ohio, Delaware, Duke, Georgia Tech, and UNC. I was just so confused reading those teams. I thought I was reading someone else. But yeah, I think Pitt is like a very good, like, average team.
Well, they play a very average to below average division.
I would say below average, but, like, you know, Pitt's like, they have a win, and like this with the team they have now, these kids have beaten the number one team in the country at one point when they beat Miami. But, like, and again, Pickett. Pickett beat Miami when they were number one, but then again, like, they played
number
games.
Two, I think.
What was your record for them?
I had them in 5-7. Like I said, they're like a very good average team, and 5-7 is like an average record.
Yeah, we're all around the same area for that one, so that's good. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about one of the two Virginia teams. We'll start with Virginia Tech. I'll start it. I have Virginia Tech at 8-4, with losses to. Losses to Boston College, Miami, UNC, and Notre Dame. Whichever one of you wants to go next.
This is a 4-8 team. 4-8. No way they win. They do not win a game over 4 games. No way. No way. They win Old Dominion, Furman, Rhode Island, and Georgia Tech. And that is it. Not a game more. 13 miles or something like that of a difference.
That's bananas to me. What?
Well, I mean, it's still not great.
All right.
Mike, what do you got?
Virginia Tech, they're still going to have their starting quarterback in Ryan Willis. He was very effective last year with 26 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. They do lose their starting running back in Steven Peoples. So overall, I actually have them average, just above average at 7-5. I'm going to have them losing to Boston College, Miami, Notre Dame, Wake Forest, and Pitt.
All right, so let's talk. John, you have something to add?
Not really. I was going to say that Ryan Willis being a real player is news to me.
Yes, we covered that.
All right, now we're going to finish up the ACC, and this will be the last team we do in our conference previews. Thank God we are done with them. Virginia.
10-2. John? 10-2. This is the this team will be in the championship game. Bryce Perkins, most underrated quarterback in the country. I think they lose to Notre Dame and either one of either Miami or I think maybe they drop one to Florida State. I don't think Florida State's the best coach team, but I think they have the talent on their roster to win big games, if that makes sense. I think they maybe beat Virginia Tech early in the season because that's usually when upsets happen. Other than that, I have them either 10-2 or 11-1.
Mike, what do you got?
I believe I actually had them losing to Georgia Tech. I'm going to flip that because I had it wrong in my notes. I had both teams losing in that game. So I do have them at 9-3 on the year. So their loss, like John said, Bryce Perkins is a very underrated quarterback. I think he's a very efficient quarterback. He's undershadowed because of the quarterback class that is going to come out. So overall, I have them losing their 3 games to Notre Dame, Miami, and they're going to drop their last game to Virginia Tech.
That's reasonable.
I have them split John at 10-2. I have them beating Miami, and with them and Miami having the same record, they would have the head-to-head, so I have them playing in the ACC championship game against Clemson. Their 2 losses, in my opinion, are Notre Dame and Virginia Tech. Okay. But, yeah, so I have them 10-2. Like I said, they would have the head-to-head against Miami playing in the ACC championship game against Clemson. If I was going to pick that one, I would have Clemson obviously winning that game. I think Clemson is going to win the ACC again this year with no real challenge.
No questions.
Although John has them not winning the ACC, but that's good for him. All right, so that finishes us with our conference previews. If there's any team individually wants to go over next week, maybe send us a tweet. If we if we agree to go over them, we'll do it. Just please don't send us like the Citadel because I'm not gonna talk about the Citadel.
I'll talk about Citadel.
Go talk about the Citadel all you want. Do more triple option for you.
Talk about Citadel. All
right, so we're going to introduce for the first time on the show a new segment. We are bringing in, it is just John's segment because this is what he makes his bread and butter on. Anything you see recruiting on the account is typically John.
It's exclusively John.
One time I tweeted recruiting news thinking that I was breaking news to John, and it happened that the tweet I had, like the kid I said whatever he did, happened 3 months prior. So I was 3 months late and I thought that I was breaking news. So that's how
That was the Rutgers fullback, wasn't it?
It was, yep.
All right.
So, it's called Hot on the Trails. So, John, take it away, buddy.
All right. So, I'm just going to go off the some big commitments this week. We've got a 5-star running back, Kendall Milton, commits to Georgia. So, they are hot on the trail. I also have to say that Illinois, they got a 4-star quarterback to commit before he even stepped on campus in C.J. Dixon. Pretty impressive. Wish our Chicago Knights could get something like that to happen. I would also say a team that is very cold in recruiting at the moment is Ohio State, as their top 2 running back targets in Bijan Robinson and Jalen Knighton are expected to go elsewhere. My bad. Milton had the Buckeyes in his top 3. Georgia, Jalen Knighton goes to Florida State, and five-star Bijan Robinson is expected to end up at Texas. Georgia Tech got a four-star receiver yesterday in Bryce Gowdy, so hopefully in 2 years they won't stink. And my last team that I'm going to say had a great week is Michigan. Michigan hot on the trails. They had four-star safety R.J. Moten commit and four-star safety Makari Page. Michigan now has three four-star safeties committed in the class, and they had Dax Hill last year.
So. I love the segment. What can I say? That idea was brought to us by one of our longtime followers. Shout out to him. Yeah, Trevor, you know who you are.
Long-time listener, first-time tweeter.
All right, so we're going to wrap up the episode following the first edition Hot on the Trails. We're just going to give you guys the top five uniforms. I know we sometimes do tweet out our favorite uniforms from each team. We go alphabetically for the most part. But we're just going to give a general top five for us. Mike, you could start us off with your top five. Just go all down. You know,
order. We should probably describe them a little bit, too.
Don't
that way, like, team.
You know, paint the picture for us.
Paint the picture? All right, so number one, I'm going to go with Oregon. So Oregon always has these bright neon uniforms. I feel like they have a different jersey for every game. Either they're going with the neon yellow or the complete black with the neon neon green. They're absolutely beautiful. I love them. They're just fantastic in general. Number two, I actually have Maryland. Maryland always has these nice different uniforms. I still remember their USA uniforms.
Yes.
I think they had We the People written on it. And what's more amazing than an American flag? Let me know. Because there isn't. Number three, I'm going to have Penn State throughout the years. I know they're not flashy like the rest of them, but every week, week in and week out, they trot out in their away uniforms and all the white. Or let me redo that. Because they're not, they don't wear white on the road. They wear white at home. So number three, I have Penn State. Week in and week out, they always trot out with either they're all white or they're blue and white. And they just have their white helmets all the time. And it's simple. It's professional. No names on the jerseys. They're a team. It's perfect. Number four, I'm going to have Army. Army has beautiful uniforms as well. They also do a lot of uniforms when they break out. I love waiting to see the Army-Navy uniforms that they're going to wear for the game. I look forward to that every year. Number five, I actually have two teams tied for the fifth spot. TCU. That's not
how this works.
Like, you got to pick.
Well.
No, I'm kidding. You can give two.
You can't have a top six.
I'm going to have a top five, 5A, 5B. So 5A, I have TCU. I really enjoy seeing the purple. It's something you don't see with many colleges. They flash the purple. They do it right. It's clean. It's slick. I like it. And number 5B would be Texas. I like the burnt orange that they bring out, and they're white with the burnt orange numbers and lettering. I think that's very clean. It's very nice. I'm all for it.
All right. So I'm an anti-traditionalist when it comes to uniforms. I pretty much hate everything traditional about them. So my top five, number one is Oregon because we do shit right. Pitt because I like the blue and gold ones. Then I have a UNC because I think that Tar Heel blue. It looks very nice. I love how it looks on the helmets. Number four, again, same thing as you, Army, because I always look forward to the Army-Navy games. Their uniforms this year, the black ones with the they have like red, I think, on it.
Oh, they're absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I love those. I actually almost bought one, but they were sold out. And then my fifth one, Ohio State. I'm a big fan of Ohio State jerseys. I'm a even more of a fan of the helmets. Like, I think the little, what are those things on the helmets? I forgot what they are. Like, they're like, they look like marijuana. You should know what I'm talking about. But like, yeah, you get
the Buckeyes.
That's what those are. I don't know what a Buckeye is. All right, well, you guys taught me something. But yeah, those I'm a huge fan of on the helmet. I feel like they're so classy. And apart from Michigan, I think it's the most recognizable helmet in college football.
Adam. I knew that would confuse you. So I think that wraps up everything we wanted to get to this week.
Yeah, I think we did pretty well.
Yeah, so the ACC is done, which means the Power Fives are done. Like always, you know, let us know what y'all think. Still wanted people to go on and give us some feedback on the podcast with some funny reviews on Apple. Unfortunately, no one did. No one must have heard that part last week. That's obviously what happened. It's obviously what happened. The audio must have not been there. So we'll try it again this week. You remember, best review gets read live on air. So thank you guys for listening in. Stay tuned for next week's episode. See you guys then.
Thank you, guys.